Hello and what is up, guys? Welcome to the second ever edition of Experts Hour, River Hill's very own fantasy football podcast. I'm Aaron Hirsch and I'm joined here by
Devin Hendrick,
Dawson Wolf, the best fantasy player to ever live,
and Josh Mann. And today we're going to be going over some Week 13 news for you guys.
And as always, to start off, we're going to go over some Week 12 news. So I think we all agree that the biggest thing that happened in Week 12 was the fight between Michael Crabtree and Aqib Talib. What do you guys think about that?
I think this fight was pretty funny, if you ask me. When Aqib Talib grabbed his gold chain off his neck again after Crabtree said he taped it to his neck, I think that's really funny. And I think this is going to hurt the Raiders and the Broncos down the line, though.
I don't believe the suspension is right because I think they should bring back more physical play and more fighting. I mean, that's why the NBA became famous. The bad boys.
I mean, I think there's no way you can't suspend them for that. They basically just started punching each other in the middle of the game. And they originally had it as 2-game suspension and reduced it to 1, so I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think they're lucky that they even got their suspension reduced because this is like the third or second time they've fought anyway, so I think the suspension is right.
They make helmets for a reason, don't they? What do you think they're made for? Fighting.
Protecting.
Fighting.
Protecting. On the topic of Raiders receivers, another one is Amari Cooper. He took a devastating blow to the head, and I believe he has a major concussion and will be out for a few weeks.
Another injury occurred on the Buccaneers. Doug Martin has a concussion, and he is questionable for the upcoming week.
Dolphins running back Damian Williams exited the game early against the Patriots last week, and he's not expected to play this week with a shoulder injury. So, Kenyon Drake owners, keep your eyes open. Now to talk a little bit about our fantasy options, I have a question for you, Aaron. I'm in a 12-team league, and I have Adrian Peterson and Lynch at flex, but I'm not sure which one to start. Who do you think I should start?
That's a pretty close one, but I think this week I would go with Marshawn Lynch because now with Amari Cooper out and Michael Crabtree out, I think the Raiders are going to heavily look to run the ball, and that's where Lynch fits in. Also, they're playing a suspect Giants run defense who could easily be losing this ball game. The Raiders will just run at the end.
Even though the Rams have the second worst run defense, you don't think I should start Adrian Peterson?
I think the Rams have a pretty good defense, and I don't see the Cardinals being up in this game. They're going to try and pass the ball, and Peterson will not be a factor.
All right, yeah, that sounds good. I'll take your advice.
Skittles.
Another question I have is, do I start Jared Goff or Cam Newton?
That's a good one, but it's obviously Jared Goff. It's the Rams. Their offense has been on fire recently, and my boy Cooper Kupp is bound to score a touchdown this week.
I think this is also a very close one, but I'd go with Cam Newton just because he's playing the Saints and he always seems to do well against the Saints and he has the running ability that Goff doesn't have.
I feel as to if you're a biased Panthers fan here, so I don't know if I can trust your stupid advice.
I think you should start Cam Newton if Marshawn Lattimore is out, but if he's playing, you should definitely go with Goff.
Another biased Panthers fan.
All right, my turn. I'm going to have to ask the question, Kupp or Juju?
Juju.
Who should I go with?
Juju.
You got a reason why?
Juju.
Good answer.
I think Juju also because Kupp can't seem to find the end zone.
I don't know about that one, but okay.
I'm going to disagree again. Juju has been very banged up with a hamstring injury, and that turns me away. And Cooper Kupp this week is going to have a really good game without Robert Woods in the lineup, just like he did last week. So I think that you go with Kupp this week.
Great input, Mr. Hirsch.
So for me this week, I'm really struggling at a running back. I have to decide between C.J. Anderson and Theo Riddick in Standard League. So who would you guys go with?
Well, you are playing my team, so I think you should start none of the above.
I think you should definitely bench C.J. Anderson. He hasn't been able to do anything over the past couple weeks, and I think he's just a waste of a roster spot at this point.
I agree. C.J. Anderson's a bum, but so is Riddick. So either way, you're screwed.
Would you guys start Jaquizz Rodgers over either of them?
Yes, I think he's be the main source in the backfield for the Buccaneers offense.
If Doug Martin is definitely not going to play, then I would consider starting Jaquizz Rodgers.
I think you should try to look for a better option if there are any on the waivers.
There's no other options.
I think you should look for a trade.
Yeah, I see it. And now we're going to do start of the week. My start of the week is Isaiah Crowell. He's finally starting to find his groove in 2017 by stringing together a couple good performances. This week, he's going up against one of the worst run defenses in the league, in the Chargers. They give up over 130 yards on the ground and have given up 9 rushing touchdowns on the year. The Chargers have one of the better passing defenses, though, so the Browns would definitely look to run the ball more with Crowell.
I think that if you're going to start a Browns running back, you should definitely start Duke Johnson, because although the Chargers do have a bad run defense, I think that the Browns are going to get down pretty early in this game, and they're going to need to pass more, and Duke Johnson is a better pass-catching back, and I think he has more of a chance to find the end zone if the Browns even score.
Yeah, I completely agree with Devin. I think the Browns' offensive line is very banged up, and they're going to be down very early, and you will see Isaiah Crowell fade away from this game very fast.
Yeah, I think if you're going to start a Browns running back, you just shouldn't start a Browns running back, because it's the Browns. Come on. My start of the week is Will Lutz. With the hot Saints offense, they look to dominate the Carolina trash defense.
It's very bold of you, Dawson, picking a kicker to be the start of the week.
Yeah, I don't agree with that at all.
Well, Greg the Leg is also a great kicker, but against the Panthers defense, any kicker would be good.
So what you're saying is, if I have multiple kickers on my team, Lutz is the one I should go with?
Yes, 100%. He's the best kicker.
Would you start Lutz or Greg the Leg?
That's a tough one, but I'm going to have to go with Lutz. I mean, look at the defense.
I think you're a little biased towards your fantasy team, buddy.
I don't think so. Will Lutz isn't even on my team.
I don't know why kickers are relevant, but I'm just pointing out that Greg the Leg has 17 points in 4 of his last 5 games, so if you're not starting him, then I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, but how many points does he have against the Panthers' defense?
He hasn't played the Panthers.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you for that, Dawson.
All right, well, I have 2 starts of the week. So my first one is going to be Philip Rivers, who is going up against the Browns. The Cleveland D has allowed 30-plus points in 2 of the last 3 weeks. And last year, when the Chargers played the Browns, although they lost, Rivers threw for over 300 yards with 2 touchdowns, and they didn't have Melvin Gordon or Keenan Allen. But Philip Rivers has also thrown 2 or more touchdowns in 7 of their 12 games this year, even with their slow start in the beginning. And he scored 28.5 fantasy points last week while throwing 3 touchdowns and over 400 yards. So I think he's going to continue his hot streak.
Wow, Devin, you seem to know a lot about the Chargers.
Yeah, I do my research.
And Keenan Allen is on fire.
Yeah, he can't be stopped. And he's definitely Philip Rivers' number one target. And I think Allen's got like over 10 receptions in both of their last 2 games. And I think he's definitely going to continue his hot streak against the Browns.
Did you say you have 2 starts of the week?
Yeah, my other start of the week is Vikings running back Latavius Murray. He scored a touchdown in 4 of the last 5 games, and he has 3 straight games with a touchdown. Over the last 5 weeks, he averages 14.2 fantasy points, and he has 15-plus carries in the last 6 weeks and 12 or more carries ever since he took over the starting job when Cook went down. He also plays the Falcons, who allow 113.9 rush yards a week, and he gets majority of the goal line carries, so he's definitely going to get at least 1 or 2 touchdowns. I'm hoping 3.
I agree with that. I think Murray's a great option for you.
I think you're a little bit biased towards Murray because I believe you have a nickname for him. What is that nickname?
Yeah, Legopius. You always got to start Legopius in your lineup.
I'm not going to deny, Murray has been playing well these last few weeks while the Vikings have been hot, but I think ever since Dalvin Cook went down, this was a 50-50 backfield, and this is going to be one of those Jerick McKinnon weeks. I think the Falcons are actually going to be winning this game, so Jerick McKinnon could see a lot of work, and Murray might have an average week.
Nah, I don't know about that. I mean, the Vikings have been pretty hot the past couple weeks with Case Keenum, and over the last like 3 or 4 weeks, McKinnon hasn't really done anything. It's been all Murray getting the touchdowns. McKinnon was only hot in the beginning, but I think the Vikings finally realized who the better running back is.
Aaron, what is your start of the week?
This week, I'm going to go with Leonard Fournette because towards the beginning of the year, he was by far one of the best running backs and had the most touchdowns. And ever since he got hurt that 1 week, he hasn't really done anything. So I think fantasy owners might be frustrated with him, but I think this is the week that he comes back. I can see at least 20 points from him because he's playing a really suspect Colts defense, and they're going to be winning. So he's just going to keep running through them. And last week, Chris Ivory fumbled, so I think they're going to trust him less, and I think Fournette's just going to get a ton of volume this week.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think Fournette's going to start hot really early in the game, and I think he's just going to keep pouring it on the Colts.
Especially with the Jaguars going to be winning this game, I assume, the whole time. I think they're going to look to run the ball more in the fourth quarter and the third quarter just to waste time.
I agree with this, even though another expert has already chosen this as his start of the week. But no comment.
When you hear that music, you know what it's time for. We have a new guest on the show, and this week you guys voted on Shane Delores. Shane, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So Shane, while we have you today, who is your start of the week and why?
My start of the week is the running back Jordan Howard. He had a pretty bad performance last week against Philly. They have a pretty good run D, and they were up a lot, so they weren't running it. He only had 7 carries, but against San Francisco, I think he's primed to have a big week in the range of 18 to 20 points.
I think that's a great start in week 13, as he has a good matchup against the 49ers with a terrible run defense, and they're going to be up in the game, so he'll just be running the clock out at the end.
I disagree with what Aaron said. I think the Bears will be down in this game because the 49ers have Jimmy G, and Jimmy G is back.
I disagree with this because Mitch Trubisky is so much better than Jimmy G. It's ridiculous. I mean, what are you talking about, Josh?
Jimmy G is proud to win a game, and he will win a game right now.
Yeah, all right. We're just going to stop there, Dawson. Mitch Trubisky is absolute trash. So let's try to move into the sits of the week. Shane, who are your sits of the week?
My sit of the week this week is the running back, Jerick McKinnon. I think he's getting a decreased workload because of Latavius Murray, and I'm not expecting him to get more than 10 touches, but I wouldn't be surprised if he scored a couple touchdowns because he is a big play player.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think Latavius Murray's going to go off, and he always gets the touchdowns based off the last, like, 5 weeks, so I completely agree.
But one thing going for Jerick McKinnon is that he is a pass-catching running back, and they're going to be playing Atlanta, so it could be high-scoring, meaning they're going to pass it more.
Yeah, something you guys might not have seen is that the Falcons give up the top 5 most catches to running backs, and that's where McKinnon falls right into.
Devin, who's your sit of the week?
Well, I actually have 2 sits of the week this week. My 2 sits of the week are Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. The quarterback situation in Denver is just absolutely terrible. Last week they played Oakland, who supposedly had the worst defense, but they held Thomas to only 18 yards and Sanders to 12 yards. Also, Sanders hasn't scored a touchdown since week 2, and he's only put up more than 10 points twice, while Thomas only has 3 touchdowns on the year, which isn't that good for a top receiver.
I actually disagree with the sit of the week. I think Trevor Siemian's going to come and lead a good game for the Broncos. I think Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders will both score a touchdown.
I'm with Josh on this one. I don't know about them both scoring touchdown, but I think they're both going to have a good game because the Dolphins' defense is really bad, and Trevor Siemian is the best quarterback on the Broncos.
I disagree with both of you. The Broncos' quarterbacks are absolutely terrible. I mean, what are you guys thinking? The Broncos' receivers have nothing to work with.
You also, Dawson, said that Mitchell Trubisky was good, so let's just end it there.
No comment.
All right, Josh, who are your sets of the week?
My set of the week is Derek Carr. With Derek Carr losing as the 1 and 2 receiver and also his inconsistent numbers this year as quarterback, he is not a good option for you, especially with the playoffs coming around and you need wins for your fantasy team. Playing a solid Giants defense with only one good target he can throw to, the Raiders will definitely look to run the ball with Lynch as he's finally starting to find his groove in the 2017 campaign.
Who do you think is going to lead the Raiders in receiving this week?
If it's anybody, it's going to be the tight end Jared Cook. He's a pretty good option for them, and he's really their only option. Cordarrelle Patterson's questionable for this week, so I don't know if he's going to get a lot of looks with his injury, but we'll see.
I think Marshawn Lynch leads the team in receiving and rushing, and I think he scores 2 touchdowns.
I think Lynch is going to have a good game on the ground, but he's not a very good pass-catching back. He only gets like 2 or 3 catches a game, so I don't know about that.
Yeah, usually it's Jalen Richard receiving the passes from Carr.
My sit of the week is the Panthers' defense at Aaron. The Panthers' defense struggles a lot against good offenses such as the New Orleans Saints. And the Saints, in my opinion, have the hottest offense in the league. So I think they're going to shred up the Panthers' defense.
Now, I think that if the Saints' offense got clamped by the Rams, the Panthers will definitely be able to hold the Saints back.
I don't know if they really got clamped by the Rams. They just got beat by the Rams.
I mean, the Rams defense played them pretty well, and they played Drew Brees pretty well up until the last couple minutes of the game.
I disagree with Dawson. I disagree with Dawson because I think Luke Kuechly might have like 4 or 5 sacks in this game.
I don't think the Panthers are going to have a bad game on defense, but if you own them, this is the week to sit them because they're playing the Saints.
Well, I do own them, so coming from a Panthers defense owner, I advise to sit them immediately.
All right, Aaron, your turn. What's your sit of the week?
My sit of the week this week, it's got to be T.Y. Hilton. He's coming off a pretty bad game of like 20 or so yards. And this week he gets the Jaguars, who give up the least amount of points to wide receivers. And I just don't see him getting going at all this week.
Yeah, T.Y. Hilton's probably been one of the most streakiest players in the NFL this year. And I just don't trust him at all. So I completely agree with you. Just sit T.Y. if you have him.
I agree with both of you. T.Y. is more of a boomer bust guy. And recently he's been doing a lot of busting.
Shane, you have anything to say?
No. But I will say Tyreek Hill is the streakiest player in fantasy football this year.
So we're going to try something new called Bold Predictions. This is a new segment where we pick an unlikely outcome to happen, and I think this is going to be really funny and a good addition to the show. And I think Dawson could have some really clever ones. Dawson, what is your bold prediction?
Thank you for that, Josh. My bold prediction is Tyrod Taylor is going to have 300 yards and 3 touchdowns against the Patriots, and I think they might even win this game. And this is coming from a Patriots fan, so that's how you know.
All right, that's not very bold at all. 300 yards is nothing for quarterbacks. But my bold prediction is that the Eagles will lose to the Seahawks, and Russell Wilson will toss 5-plus touchdown passes, 3 of which will go to Jimmy Graham.
My bold prediction is this San Francisco 49ers quarterback, Jimmy G. He will lead the 49ers to a big W this week. He will throw for over 400 yards and 4 touchdowns in his debut for the 49ers against a struggling Bears defense, and the 49ers will win this game.
If you're playing against Jordan Howard this week, I suggest you bring an extra pair of shorts on Sunday because you're going to wet your pants when he scores not 1, not 2, but 3 touchdowns against the 49ers.
That's a shame because Jimmy G will be leading them to victory, so he will not be running the ball very much.
I didn't say they were going to win, Josh.
Well, the 49ers are going to win.
My bold prediction is the man, FG12, Flash Gordon, Josh Gordon, the best receiver in the NFL. He's coming back. He's playing the Chargers. Casey Hayward, you better get ready because he's going for 200 yards and a touchdown. And guess what? It's all going to be on Hayward.
He's not getting more than 20 yards. Hayward's going to clamp him.
He is the best receiver. He's faster, he's quicker, he's bigger, he's stronger than any receiver in the NFL. He is the GOAT.
He also does more drugs.
He hasn't played in like 2 years, and when he played, he was always smacked.
I actually love Josh Gordon for the rest of the year. Coming back, their coach said that he wants to play him as much as possible, but this week I think it's pretty risky. It's his first game in like 3 years, and he's playing a good defense. So I don't know about this week, but if he's a free agent, pick him up right now.
I'm feeling a cool 10 catches, 200 yards, and a touchdown.
Dawson, I had high expectation for your bold prediction, so is there any chance I can get a better one from you?
Nope, that's as best as it gets. Tyrod Taylor will go for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns, I guarantee it.
That's usually a normal week for some quarterbacks.
But Tyrod Taylor's a running quarterback, and he rarely gets over 300 yards.
So earlier today, somebody asked me an interesting question, and he asked whether he should start Stephon Diggs or Larry Fitzgerald this week. What do you guys think?
I think it is Diggs all the way.
I'm going to go with Fitzgerald here just because Diggs has to deal with Adam Thielen also on his team, who's going to steal probably most of his yards.
I'm definitely going with Diggs this week. He plays Atlanta. It's going to be high scoring. It's going to be a lot of points. Diggs probably catches a touchdown.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time Larry Fitzgerald got a touchdown, so I'm going with Diggs too.
So, Shane, is there anything else you want to say before you leave?
Yeah, I do have one question. In one league, I have a running back and a flex spot open, and my options are Kenyon Drake, Jerick McKinnon, Tevin Coleman, or those three. Which two should I start?
Well, you did say Jerick McKinnon was your sit of the week, so I think you should start the other two. They were Coleman and Kenyon Drake.
Yeah, I actually agree with Josh. I would go with Drake and Coleman this week just because of the opportunity.
The only reason I'm hesitant about starting Coleman over McKinnon is that Coleman's playing Minnesota and Devontae Freeman's coming back. And since that game, I'm predicting will be high scoring. I don't think they're going to be running the ball, but it's hard to tell.
Tevin Coleman is one of those guys that has a lot of catches out of the backfield, though. I think that can really help you in your flex spot.
He does, but McKinnon might get more catches than Coleman. That's my only risk.
Is this a standard or PPR league?
It's a quarter point PPR.
It's a very interesting league you're in, Shane, but actually, if Devontae Freeman plays this week, I'd go with McKinnon and Drake just because I think McKinnon's going to have a good game and Coleman won't.
Shane, you should be honored to be allowed on Expert Hour. So we really appreciate you coming on the show, and thanks for coming.
I appreciate it. I was also wondering, don't I get some outro music?
Oh, my God. What is that? Do I hear snoring?
I think it's time for sleepers, Josh. My sleeper of the week is Marquise Goodwin. He's going to have a great week with Jimmy Garoppolo as his quarterback, and I think the 49ers even have a chance to win this game.
Did I hear Jimmy Garoppolo? Oh, that's my sleeper of the week. It's Jimmy G time, and I do not know how to emphasize it more. He will go off this week if you need a quarterback, so you should definitely put him in.
I love that sleeper, Josh. Devin, what's your sleeper?
My sleeper is the Chargers defense, and apparently people realize this too, because last week they were only owned in 41.6% of leagues, but now, after the waiver wires went through, they're owned in 84.3% of leagues. They rank 6th overall in defense, and they've scored in 3 of the last 5 games. They have 9 picks and 1 fumble recovery in the last 3 games, too, and they have the best pass rush in the game in Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram.
I think most people just picked up the Chargers defense because they saw they're playing the Browns this week. I mean, that's what I would do.
I mean, they had 18 points last week, 24 points the week before, so I'm not sure you're very right on that.
Aaron, what's your sleeper?
This week, look no further than Oakland, where Seth Roberts will be catching passes for the Raiders this week. With Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree out, I think Roberts will get a ton of volume against the Giants, as last week he ran the most routes and played the most snaps out of any Raiders wide receiver. So if you need him, you need a wide receiver this week, go pick him up. He's probably available in your league.
So now for the power rankings. Who do you guys think is the top dog in the NFL right now?
Well, although the Eagles have not played many great teams yet, it is very obvious that they're the best team in this league. Their defense is ridiculous, and their offense is clicking on all cylinders, and they're easily the best team in this league.
I agree with Josh, just for the simple fact that they have the best record in the NFL. But if you're talking playoffs, I still think the Patriots have the experience to be in front of them.
I want to say the Patriots are a better team, but as of now, the Eagles haven't shown us any signs of that, so I think the Eagles are still top.
Yeah, definitely Eagles number one. So who do you guys think is number two right now?
As Dawson said earlier, the Patriots have great experience in the playoffs with Tom Brady, because with Tom Brady, you always have a chance to win, and you will make runs in the playoffs every year. So I think they're the second best team in the league.
I would be shocked if I could find someone who doesn't think that the Eagles and Patriots are top two in the league, but what do you guys think is right after them at three?
The Minnesota Vikings. The Minnesota Vikings are a team this year that no one, or I wouldn't say no one, but many people didn't think were going to be this good, but their defense is lockdown straps, baby. And there's, in Case Keenum is coming out of his shell, and they're the third best team in the league.
Yeah, I agree with Josh. I think their receiving core is phenomenal with Thielen and Diggs, and their two-headed Dragon running game is also hard to stop with Murray and McKinnon.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Vikings are an obvious third place team. Number four, I'm going to go with the Rams. What do you guys think?
I go back and forth between the Rams and Panthers here. I'm a big Panthers guy. I'm not a Panthers fan, but I'm a big believer in them and what they do, because I think their defense is outstanding. And their offense has gotten better ever since they traded Kelvin Benjamin somehow. But I think it's just Panthers and Rams.
Yeah, I don't trust the Rams at all. I think they're an easy team to play once they just stop Todd Gurley. If you have the right keys to stop Todd Gurley, then the Rams are going to be an easy team to beat. So I agree with Josh. I think the Panthers are number four.
If you ask me, I have a very tough time deciding between the Steelers and the Panthers at number four. I think they're both better than the Rams, where the Steelers probably have the best offense in the league, where the Panthers have a top three defense. Because when the Steelers put it together on offense, they're basically unbeatable. So I feel like they're the fourth best team in the NFL right now.
I'm going to go with Panthers at number five, just for the simple fact that Cam Newton can run the ball whenever he wants, and it's almost impossible to stop.
I just don't trust the Rams, like Devin said earlier. I think Jared Goff will choke at the end of the season, and I just don't think they'll make it very far in the playoffs. And the Steelers don't impress me. As well they played all year, I just see gaps in their team, and I see they one of those teams that have like those mental games where they'll lose it and they'll just lose everything, and I think that could come in the playoffs.
That's very interesting that a Ravens fan doesn't find the Steelers team very good.
They just don't impress me.
I mean, the Packers gave them a run for their money, and the Packers were starting Brett Hundley at quarterback, so I kind of agree with Josh there.
And the Ravens also did beat the Packers 23-0, just saying.
Brett Hundley is coming into his own now, and back when they played the Ravens, he was still just a little rookie, but now he's coming into a good quarterback.
So for our consensus, if we have the Steelers outside the top five, is the Panthers or the Rams at number four?
The Panthers, for sure.
If I had to choose between the two, I would say Rams.
I would say Panthers.
I would say Panthers, so majority vote wins there.
So our consensus ranking is Eagles 1, Patriots 2, Vikings 3, Panthers 4, Rams 5.
So now it's time for what seems to be everyone's favorite part of the show, where we talk about our pick'ems for Week 13. So Josh, you want to go over the standings right now?
So currently what the standings are, we have Devin with 10 wins, Aaron with 9 wins, I'm with 8 wins, and Dawson has a low 6 wins, all coming off an awful week.
Yeah, Dawson, since you're coming off such a rough week, we'll start with you. So who do you think is going to win this week, Panthers or Saints?
I'm going to make a comeback this week, and I'm going to go with the Saints because the Panthers' defense is my sit of the week, so I obviously can't choose the Panthers.
I'm going to go with the Panthers here. I think their offense and defense is way too much for the Saints to handle.
I think this is the biggest game of the year for the Panthers. We're going to find out who's the top dog in the NFC South. I'm going with the Panthers.
I'm going to go with the Saints because I don't think the Panthers will be able to stop Kamara and Ingram.
Okay, what do you guys think about Vikings at Falcons?
I'm going with the Vikings just because I think they're the better team overall, and the Falcons have really been struggling this year.
I've hopped on the Vikings bandwagon ever since they got hot in week 6 when they beat the Packers.
This is going to be a close one, but I'm going with the Falcons this week because they're playing at home in the Dome, and I think these teams are even, and the Vikings are on the road here.
I'm going to have to go with the Falcons just because Julio Jones had a phenomenal week last week, and I think he's going to continue what he did this week.
Next up, we have Ravens versus Lions. Last week, I picked against the Ravens, and this week, I'm not going to make that mistake again, so I'm going Ravens.
I just don't see the Ravens doing much this week on offense. Their offense is really bad. Even though I'm a big Ravens fan, I just see the Lions pulling out this game.
Yeah, last week the Ravens barely pulled out a win against a Texans team with a bad offense. And this week they play the Lions who have a good offense. So I think this one's actually been pretty close, but the Lions are going to win a close one.
I'm going to have to go with the Lions just because I don't think the Ravens offense is going to get much going throughout the game.
Next up we have Chiefs versus Jets. The Chiefs has really been struggling recently, and they really need a win against the Jets. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
Yeah, like Dawson said, they've been struggling a lot lately on offense and defense, and I just think they're going to pull it out this week and start their postseason run.
If Robbie Anderson continues his hot streak he's on, I don't think the Jets are going to lose to a Chiefs team who's lost a lot of games recently.
In my opinion, I think the Chiefs are going to lose out, and the Chargers are going to win the division. So I'm going to go with the Jets just because they have Robbie Anderson, and he won't be stopped.
And this is my favorite game of the week, 49ers at Bears. You know what time it is, baby. It's Jimmy G. The 49ers will pull out a big win here.
I have the Bears in this one because their defense is going to feast against the 49ers' struggling offense, as well as Jordan Howard's big day.
All right, I'm going to go with the 49ers this week just because I think Jimmy G is going to go off.
I'm going with the Bears because I think they're going to be able to run the ball all over the 49ers and control this game.
Now, everybody's been waiting to see the Eagles play a real opponent, and they're playing the Seahawks this week. I think the Eagles are going to show up, and they're going to win big and prove to everybody why they're the best team in the league.
Right now, the Eagles are clicking on all cylinders, and I don't see that changing this week in Seattle. The Seahawks' offensive line and running game has just been really, really bad this week, or this year, I should say. So I don't see that changing either. I think the Eagles are going to win.
Even though the Seahawks' secondary is banged up, I still think they're going to pull out the dub against the Eagles this week, and all the Eagles' bandwagons will have to shut up.
I agree with Devin. I think the Eagles are going to lose this game because the Seahawks are the first real opponent they've played.
And the last game we're going to pick is Steelers at Bengals. And I think the Steelers are going to win this game. Even though I talked earlier about how they don't impress me, I just don't think the Bengals are very good at all. So I think the Steelers will come out with this one.
I agree with Josh. I think the Bengals are just a very poor team, and I don't think they're good at all. So Steelers.
Even though my boy Joe Mixon is going to go off against the Steelers, they're not going to be able to pull it out. The Steelers are too good.
This was probably my hardest decision to make all week, but I'm going to go with the Bengals with this one. It could go into overtime. I think A.J. Green has been struggling recently. He's going to have a big game, as he always does against the Steelers.
All right, so let me get this straight. This is your tough decision instead of Panthers-Saints. I think that's because you're a Panthers fan, and you just want to choose them so that they can win.
Aaron also just found out that his favorite defensive end has been suspended 4 games. So that also hurts the Panthers' chances.
Yeah, Charles Johnson was doing some drugs, so he's out until the playoffs.
And once again, Dawson's sit of the week is correct.
So before we go, we had a matchup between two fantasy experts in fantasy football last week, Dawson and Aaron. Dawson, let us know what happened in that matchup.
Thanks, Josh. There was a quote from Aaron before the game started and said this was going to be his easiest game of the season, but it turned out that Dawson's team prevailed. The Dub House beat him 90-70, and it wasn't even close.
I just played my best players, and they didn't perform. Nothing I could do against a team that's not making the playoffs.
The
and
best team.
Another fantasy football update for the Experts Hour. Me and Aaron are playing this week to decide if I go to the playoffs or not. So I need a big win, so I need everybody to support my team.
If Josh loses, then Devin automatically makes the playoffs. So let's go, Aaron.
Big things coming up this week. We'll keep you guys updated.
All right, guys. From your boys, Josh Mann.
Dawson Wolf.
Devin Hendrick.
And Aaron Hirsch.
This has been a great episode 2 of Expert Hour. Make sure you follow us on Twitter @ExpertsHour. And have a great day, and we out.